We know for a fact that one of the reasons they've looked at locations near us for a site are because they believe land ownership to be a simple issue, i.e. both sites they're looking at are owned by single landowners. They've already discarded other sites because there are multiple landowners, and that makes things more complicated. If we can buy some of that land, then it will hopefully force at least Highways England to go down the compulsory purchase route, which will, as we understand it, take at least 18 months and severely delay their planned start date of July 2016. And if we can delay that, then we've got more time to put our case and try and get this stopped.
What's the general mood amongst villagers at the moment? I mean, have you seen a real kind of camaraderie, a real fighting spirit, people getting together? It does seem to be these sorts of things that bring communities together sometimes, doesn't it?
I mean, and certainly it has done a lot to bring out the community spirit within Stamford. But when you say what the feeling's like, I would say that it's caused a real and significant amount of distress and sadness to a lot of villagers who were not expecting this and are now very fearful for what their future holds in terms of homes that they've spent many years lovingly creating and setting down roots in this village.
I guess some people would accuse you of being a bit NIMBY about the whole thing. What would you say to them?
We're not being NIMBY about it. We don't believe the lorry park should go somewhere else. We do not believe that a single lorry park for 4,000 vehicles is the answer to the problems caused by Operation Stack. We believe that a single large lorry park is only treating the symptoms of Stack, and the government should be looking at the underlying causes. If part of the solution is lorry parks, then a better and more manageable system would be a distributed network of smaller lorry parks throughout the southeast, not one single large white elephant.